Jeremiah chapter 6, and stand out of love and respect for the word of God if you are physically able. We'll read responsively here, verses 8 through 19. You can join me out loud on the even verses. I'll read by myself on the odd verses, beginning together in verse 8. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine, and turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is to them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad, and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. From the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Thus far, we've talked about the old paths. We've talked about these verses that we just read together of how Israel had really declined, how they had severely chosen the wrong path, if you will, the evil path, the bad way, and not the good way, and certainly not the old paths that they were supposed to follow. They had gone so far that everyone dealt falsely, the priests included. That everyone was given to covetousness. That they were even okayed by those in charge by saying, we have peace when there was no peace. They had gone so far away that when they heard the word of God, it was a reproach unto them. When they heard the warnings, if you will, the trumpet, that's what he's talking about. I sent some people, watchmen, the prophets, to sound out the warning, to give the warning, and they didn't even hear. You understand that Jeremiah was one of the most ridiculed and most belittled and most not listened to prophets of his day, and of the prophets of Israel for that matter. He was just shunned and maligned and thrown into pits and made fun of and just on and on and on. Even though he was speaking the words of God, even though he was trying to help the people, they mocked him, they laughed at him, they scorned him. They said, we will not hearken to you, God. God tells them to ask for the old paths, to walk in the old paths and to walk in the good ways. And they said, we will not walk therein. Whew. You know, folks, that's bold. That's bold. When God reaches out and tries to get a hold of you and says, hey, look, I love you. I want you to succeed. I'm willing to forgive. I'm willing to cleanse you. I'm willing to do all these things. Just ask me for the old ways. And just once I tell you what they are, just walk in them. And I'll even send out some watchmen to declare and to proclaim the truth and to sound the warning. And we say, nah, not interested. That's tough. And can I tell you, folks, as far as America as a whole is concerned, that's the response God's getting right now. Yeah. We're not interested. I've said before that honestly and truly, folks, we all have been affected by the world. We have. I remember, this is back in the 90s, but I remember as a young man, raised in, if you will, a good home, driving through Europe. Okay? I was in Italy. In Sicily. That's where I was stationed for 3 years. And listen, back in the early 90s, and it's becoming this way now, but there were actually, in Sicily, billboards that would be considered, okay, enough said, people without clothes on at all on a billboard over a highway. Okay, listen, folks, depravity. But you know what's being accepted here in America? The same things. And he said here, they're not even blushing anymore. They're not even embarrassed anymore. Listen, folks, the filth that we hear and the things that we see in America and the things that are now commonplace, folks, ought to make us embarrassed. This world is waxing worse and worse. It's becoming as it was in the days of Noah. Can I remind, do we need to go back to Genesis and to read these things about Noah and all the things that were going on? It was filthy. It was vile. So much that God said, enough. I'm going to kill everything. Except for 8 people and these multitude of animals. Noah built a boat. This is going down. And he puts it all together and he sends the flood and it's all destroyed. Folks, listen to me. We're back there again. Israel was there at their time here in Jeremiah. It's a shame to see what our world is going. Why? Why is it that way? Because people have a skewed sense of what's good and bad. They say, oh, that's not so bad. See, I told you in Sunday school, we set a value to everything. We're the ones that have this value system. You know what God sees when he sees sin? He sees sin. You know what we see when we see sin? We see not so bad sins and bad sins. That's what we see. Oh, telling a lie. Not so bad. Because it's just a little white lie. What can it hurt? Oh, but killing somebody, that's bad. Okay. So what Jesus said about hating our brother being equivalent to murder doesn't count? That lusting after a woman is the equivalent to the actual act of adultery, though that doesn't count? Because what Jesus says doesn't count, right? Oh, no, it counts. Doesn't God know us all too well? He does. So we've come a long ways. So God is saying, hey, I'm here. I am your God. You are my people. I want you to repent. I want you to hearken. I want you to turn back to me. Hey, hey, just ask me for the old paths, where the good way is, and I'll tell you. And you can walk in them, and you can have rest for your souls. Folks, God is laying out the carpet here. He's saying, look, I want to give you rest. I want to give you real peace, not this fake peace that these priests offered you. I want to really make you whole and make you complete. And I can be your God and you can be my people. And I want this relationship with you. Here it is. Nah. Not interested. That's tough. That's tough, folks. Why would God's people do that? Why would they have their hearts so hardened? Why would they get to such a place? They had gotten to such a place because they had chosen the evil way. Not the good way. Not God's way. But the evil way. You understand, folks, that no matter what we may want to say, the devil didn't make you do it. You know, you've heard that before, right? Oh, that devil, he brought this temptation into my life, and it was just so deceitful and so likable. The devil made me do it. No, the devil didn't make you do it. You chose. Hey, listen, folks. The devil didn't make Eve take of the fruit. Now, he did beguile her. He did trick her. But guess who still chose to take the fruit? She did. And furthermore, when she came to Adam, guess what? He wasn't tricked at all. He knew exactly what had happened. He knew exactly what it was, and he chose. Folks, we have been given the ability to choose. Everything's a choice. You know, every time I've told a lie, I chose to tell that lie. The devil did not make me do it. Every time I've sinned against God, I have chosen to sin. It's been my choice. I have chosen the evil way way too many times in my life. And I'm going to guess that you have too. That's our nature. That's the lot we have. That's where, for by one man sin entered the world and death by sin, therefore death is passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We're all guilty. It's that evil path. And listen, that's why God says, stand in the ways and see. Folks, those paths are all out there and they all look good to our eyes. They all look good to our thoughts, but remember, His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and His ways than our ways. We need to stand back and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? In Matthew 22, we talked about the Pharisees took counsel how they might entangle Jesus in His talk. And the Bible says they set out unto Him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, nor regardest not the person of men. Boy, these guys were deceptive, weren't they? Smooth talkers. But you know what? They were right. His ways are true. And His words were true. And he was teaching the way of God in truth. In Acts chapter 18, the people began to speak boldly in the synagogue. The guy with the starts with A. I forgot his name already. Anyway, I'll get it back. Apollos. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. He knew the way of God. But Aquila and Priscilla heard him and they took him unto them and they expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. You see, folks, God has a way. It's the good way. And that's what I want to talk to you about for a few moments today, is about this good way. He says, ask me. Ask about the old paths. He says, stand in the way and see. Look what's out there. Look what's available. And then ask for the old paths. Folks, we want to know which way to walk, which way to go, what path to take. Ask. I'm a father that has three teenage boys. You know what the hardest thing for me to get them to do is? Ask me. That's the hardest thing. You know what? I don't have a lot of trouble them obeying me. I have a lot of trouble them asking me. Because they're young men. They want to do. You know, they have ambitions and stuff. And I'm all for ambitions. But, you know, sometimes I just have to look at them and say, just ask me. I'm still your dad. I'm still your father. Well, but I thought, I don't care what you thought. You're not the dad. I'm the dad. You don't get to think. I get to think. I just want you to do. Okay? Because my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Thus saith the dad. Okay? Yeah, that's me. And I have a hard time getting my boys just to ask me. Folks, listen, we're all kind of pig-headed and stubborn, if you will. We're human beings. We want to do things that are right in our own eyes. You know what we need to do? Just ask. God, what's your way? God, what's the good path? Hey, God, the world's saying this is okay. What do you say? Oh, wait, God says it's not okay. Folks, listen, the world right now is trying to get us to swallow a whole lot of things that aren't good. And they say, oh, yeah, this is good. No, it's not good. Oh, listen, I'm not afraid to say this. The alphabet crowd is trying to say, well, what we're doing is okay. No, it's not okay. God says it's not okay. We got to ask God. We need to go to the scriptures. That's why we're an old-fashioned Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching Baptist church. Because this book is what's most important. Not what I think, not what you think, not what they say, not what I... It's what He says is what's paramount. You want to find the good way? Here's the good way. If any of you lack wisdom, do what? Let them ask of God. Not man. You know what's not going to help you? Education. Or what they call education today. There's a great book out there called None Dare Call It Education. You ought to read it. What's going on in our public school systems today is not education. It's indoctrination. I'm just telling you, we need to ask God for the old paths. We need to find the good way according to God, not the good way according to man. Over in 1 Kings chapter 8, talking about God's people, it says, when heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou afflictest them. Do you understand? They're talking about when God's people are turning away from God. When they're following the evil path. When they're not following God's way. When they're following some other way. And they're going a different direction. He says, when heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against thee. He says, if they turn back to you. If they call on your name. If they confess their sins. He says, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel. And listen to this. So not only does the king ask that God forgive them if they turn back to him, but he asks them this to do as well. He says, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk. I don't know if I do know many of you, like I, have been teachers. And certainly, a lot of you in here are parents. And without question, all of you in here are a child of somebody. Even if you're in your 80s, you're a child of somebody. As a child, how many times did you have to be told something? And how many times did you answer like my children answer me? I forgot. Because your children don't ever say that, right? And you as a child, you certainly never said that, right? You know what the thing about a teacher does? A teacher keeps on teaching. You know what God is to us? He's a teacher. You know what we do? We forget. And God's going to continue to teach us and teach us and teach us. What's he going to teach us? The good way. The good way. He's going to say, hey, you're supposed to walk in this path. This is the old path. This is the way you're supposed to walk. And I'm going to teach it to you. Does it say that the prophets are going to teach them? Does it say that the leadership, the Levites and the priests are going to teach the people? He said, no. God, you're going to forgive their sin. You're going to comfort them. You're going to teach them the good path. You're going to show them the way that they should walk therein. Again, folks, what do we always have to look for? The good path. We can go find the way that God has outlined in Scripture. He wants us to know the path. He wants us to see it clearly. If thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God is the good way. God's going to teach it to us. Hey, listen, folks. If you're born again today, you know for sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior. You've confessed your sins. You've trusted Christ. You are born into the family of God. He's given you the Holy Ghost. You know what the Holy Ghost does? Guides us into all truth. He brings all things into remembrance, whatsoever things he's commanded us. Listen to me. He's given us what we need. The good way, the good path. They're God's ways, and he's going to show them to us. He's going to teach them to us. He's going to remind them to us as well. Last week I read Proverbs chapter 3, but I'm going to read a few more verses here. Solomon says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Folks, as we stand in the way and see, we see all the paths of life that are out there, the good and the evil. We ask for the old paths. Where is the good way that we should walk therein? You know what we need to do? Depart from the evil way. Depart from those bad paths of life. You say, well, I'm traveling down one of those paths right now. Depart from it. Leave that evil path and go to the good path. That's what God wants us to do. Depart from evil. In Psalm 25, David writes and says, good and upright is the Lord. That's a statement, folks. You know how much I love math and equivalency. God is good. You want to know the good path? It's God's path. If you believe in writing in your Bible, everywhere you see the word is, just put a little equal sign. God is good. Where's the good path? It's in God. Do you think God is going to walk down an evil path? No. He can't. He can't. Is God going to lead me down a path that's not good? No. He can't, because God is good. David says, good and upright is the Lord. So what's God going to do? Therefore, will he teach sinners in the way? Who are we? Even though we're born again, who are we? That's right. Dirty, rotten, good-for-nothing sinners. That's what we are. And I guess we're lower sinners because Paul said he was the chief of sinners. But do you understand? Regardless of our position as sinners, we're all sinners. We've all come short. We all, none of us have been, if you will, freed from that. We're still in, if you will, that's still in us until we're glorified. But Christ has forgiven us our sins. You know whose righteousness I wear in the sight of God? Not my own righteousness. I'm wearing Jesus Christ's righteousness. When God sees me, he doesn't see me. He sees the righteousness of his dear son. There's nothing good in me, folks. The only thing good in me is Jesus Christ. My righteousness is as filthy rags. My ways are still not the right ways, but God's ways are good. Christ's ways are good. The way that the Word of God outlines is good. And he's going to teach me in his way. The next verse here in Psalm 25, it says, the meek will he guide in judgment. And the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What is man? What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. David says, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Folks, this good way is God's way. You understand, over in Psalm 23, I was telling this to the kids. You all probably have it memorized. The Lord is my shepherd, right? I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside the... Yeah. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths for what? For his name's sake. Did you notice, do you ever notice that in that psalm? Him doing all this stuff for us and him leading us in the paths of righteousness is not for our name's sake. It's for his name's sake. Why should we follow the good way? To glorify God. Not to bring glory to myself. Not to benefit for myself. But to benefit and to glorify him. Following the old paths and following the good way and walking in the good way is for the glory of God. Who deserves glory and honor and praise? God. Who deserves our service? God. What do we deserve? Hell. That's all we deserve is hell. He deserves it all. Why is he going to teach us his way? Why is he going to direct us and guide us down his path? For his name's sake. God's to be glorified. God's to be followed. In Proverbs chapter 3, Solomon writes, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Hey, does this sound like a good path or what? Sounds like a delightful path. Sounds like a valuable path. Sounds like a good thing. It says this, her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Doesn't Doesn't the Bible say something about great peace have they that love thy law and nothing shall offend them? Where does true contentment and true peace come from? The good way. The good path. The old paths that we're supposed to ask for and walk in. She's a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Who wants to be happy? All right, let me ask this. Who wants to be miserable? You know, I've actually met people that seem like they want to live a miserable life. I don't know why, but they do. Me, I'm kind of one of those happy guys. You all know that, right? Yeah. I'd rather be happy than not. You know where happiness comes from? The good path. The good way. God's way. That's where true happiness lies. He says here, happy is everyone that retaineth her. Her paths are peace. This is a good way. It's precious. It's the merchandise is better. Why not? Why would you be like the people in Jeremiah that says, no, not interested. Oh, don't go down the evil path. I'm okay. I'm going to go down this path anyways. What? Why? The good path of God is better. Joshua chapter 1, Joshua promises, or Joshua is promised by God some things as he takes over as the head of the people of God. He says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. He says to Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. He says here that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Let me ask you a question. Where is man going to prosper? Outside of the good way or inside of the good way? Yeah, he says if you turn to the left, what's going to happen? Not prosper. If you turn to the right, what's going to happen? Not prosper. Where is Joshua going to prosper? Straight down the middle. In the good way. In the good path. In the way that God had directed him to go. He says, only be thou very strong, strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. He says, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. It was one of my favorite scriptures. You even have a scripture song about it. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. I want you to listen to this next phrase. This is very important here. God says to Joshua, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now think about that phrase. Does that mean if Joshua takes the evil way, that God's going to be with him in the evil way? If God turns to the left, does that mean that God's going to be with him to the left? Or if Joshua turns to the right, is God going to be with Joshua to the right? Mm-mm. No. God's going to be with Joshua whithersoever he goes in God's way. In the good way. As Joshua is commanded to be strong and of a good courage, not to be dismayed, not to be afraid, he said, Joshua, I'm going to be with you. as long as you take this path. But if you take this path, I'm not going to be with you. If you take this path, I'm not going to be with you. You say, Pastor, how do you know that? Ever heard of a little town called AI? Yes, two letters. Big town. Little town. Big defeat. You see, God promised that he'd be with Joshua wherever he went. No, you misunderstand. He promised he'd be with him if he went the right way. You see, but Joshua didn't sin. No, but the people did. Or a person did. And what happened? People died. They were chased away. After one of the greatest defeats, marching around a city and the walls falling down flat and everything being destroyed. Why? Because someone went down the evil path. And God said, I'm not going that way. I'm going this way. If you want to go this way with me, I'm going with you. But if you want to go to the right or to the left, I'm not going with you. Folks, we got to understand that God is a one-path God. What path? The good one. Why? Because God is good. Is God evil? Is God mediocre? Is God indifferent? No, God is good. God is righteous. God is holy. God is just. He walks one path, folks. It's the good way. It's the old paths that we should walk therein. You know what happened to God's people? They learned to walk in the good path. In Judges chapter 2, the Bible says, when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man to his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served the Lord. They walked the good path. They walked according to the old ways. All the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, who had seen the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old, and they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gaash. And also all that generation that were gathered unto their fathers, and were gathered unto their fathers. If that was a period there, that would be fantastic. What a great time in the history of the children of Israel, following the Lord, serving the Lord, all the days of the leader, and all the days of the elders that overlived the leader. Glory, hallelujah. Do you know what happened? And then there arose a generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. As we enter into Judges chapter 2 and you begin to see what happens, they serve Balaam. They forsake the Lord God of their fathers. They followed other gods. They followed the gods of the people that were around about them. They bowed themselves unto them. And they provoked the Lord to anger. And the Bible says some of the saddest words, that every man did that which was right in their own eyes. You understand, folks, there's the good way, and there are the evil ways. You notice that one's singular and the other's plural? Yeah. You know why Jesus said that there's a narrow path that leads to righteousness? And there's a broad path that leads to destruction? So all you Baptist preachers are narrow-minded. Thank you very much. A pastor friend is quoted to have said, an open mind is a cracked skull. I am closed-minded. I do believe there's only one way. I do believe there's only one God. I do believe there's only one Savior. I do believe there's only one book. Yeah, I'm narrow-minded. I believe there's only one good way. It's God's way. And it's not my own. But I sure want to follow it. I want to ask Him for it. And once He reveals it to me and shows it to me, I want to walk in it. Not turning to the right hand. And not turning to the left. We as parents are told by Scripture to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. There is a way. A way. The way. Singular. Good way. God's way. Psalm 37 says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Let me ask you a question. So if your steps are not ordered by the Lord, what kind of man are you? Not a good one. What kind of man has steps that are ordered by the Lord? A good man. So therefore, we can all do this, can't we? If your steps are not ordered by the Lord, what kind of person are you? A bad one. We don't like to hear that, do we? I'm not that bad. I'm better than brother so-and-so. I'm better than sister so-and-so. I'm definitely better than that person. They're the biggest gossip in the church. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I step on somebody's toes? Come on now. Be honest. That's how we think, right? Oh, the preacher's getting somebody. Oh, somebody needs this today. Maybe that somebody is you. Maybe that somebody is me. Oh, Pastor, you're exempt. I'm not exempt. We all need it. That's right, Brother Cecil. We all need it. Hey, it's the good way. I don't want to say this. I have to love English here. I just have to. It says in verse 16, where is the good way? There's just one. And it's God's way. So don't get mad at me. Don't say, oh, you're just telling me how I have to live. No, I'm not. God is. I'm just the one sounding the trumpet. I'm just the one issuing the warning. I'm just the one telling you from this book that if you follow in the evil way, you will fail, you will fall, it will be destructive, it will be miserable, it will be terrible, it will be not to your benefit, it will be all of the worst things that you could ever think of that will happen to you. But if you'll ask for the good way, ask for the old paths, and walk therein. Once you see what it is, just do it because God says so. Who cares what you think? It matters what God thinks. It matters what God says. Not what the Baptist preacher says. Listen, I'm so tired of these people that say that us telling people that they're sinners and us telling people they should live a holy and righteous and pure life is abusive. That's not abusive. Fences aren't abusive, folks. They're not. The farmer wants to keep his livestock safe. That's what the fences are for. Fences aren't abusive. Me telling my child, no, they can't touch a hot stove, that's not abusive. Me as a father letting them touch the hot stove would maybe be considered abusive. Because I didn't tell them not to. Saying no, Not letting my kids just go out and live their life however they want to according to the will. That's not abusive. It's abusive for me not to restrict them. We need restriction. We need to be told that our sin nature, our carnal nature is wrong. That our human reasoning, our human thinking is wrong. And that these standing in the ways and seeing these ways, that these are evil ways, these are bad paths, these are not the right ways. This is the good way. This is the old path. This is the way we should go. That's right. And that's good. It's not abusive. It's not wicked. It's not awful. In Psalm 36, David writes this and says, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He deviseth mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil." I don't have time to read all of Proverbs chapter 2. But I want to encourage you to do it on your own. Solomon is warning his son. He says, don't walk in their way. Don't walk in their path. Incline your ears to God. Seek after God. Seek after his way. Seek after his paths. Toward the end of that chapter, he says this, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. I need another 45 minutes. The good way. It's the way we need. Don't stand there folding your arms and saying you know better than God, because you don't. I have no doubt there are some very wise and smart people in this room. But you're not wiser or smarter than God. You know what the world thinks today? They think they know. They think they're God. They've swallowed the lie of the devil that he was told in Genesis chapter 3, and ye shall be as gods. Humanism is a religion, folks. You know who the founder is? Satan. You know what the majority of our world believes in today? Humanism. That man is God. Whatever I say is right, is right. Whatever I say is good, is good. Whatever I deem as the right path, is the right path. They don't want to ask God. Their way is better than God's way. God doesn't even exist for all they care. And they're going to walk in their own ways. In their own paths. Unto their own destruction. Hey. He says, hey, I want to help you. Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. You know what I want for you? Rest for your soul. First way you can find rest for your soul is to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Once you've found the peace that passes all understanding and it's yours, walk therein. Walk therein. God wants us to continue to have peace. Continue on the path of life in Jesus Christ. My question is this. Will you walk in it or not? Will you say, as they said, I will not walk therein. I will not hearken to the warnings. Don't be that person. Don't be that people. Don't be that church. Don't be that family. Hearken unto God. Find the good path and walk therein.